It's Friday, May the 7th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Germany balks at waiving patents and shootout in Rio. First, the world in brief. Angela Merkel, Germany's Chancellor, voiced her opposition to a proposal to waive intellectual property on COVID-19 vaccines. America is leaning towards the idea as a way to bolster production. But Germany's government argues that patent protection is essential for innovation and anyway does not stifle the manufacture of jabs. Big drugs firms tend to side with Mrs. Merkel. Yesterday, one of them, Moderna, announced a quarterly profit for the first time in its 11-year history. Thanks largely to its COVID-19 vaccine, it earned a net $1.2 billion. Australia relented to pressure and agreed to let in some Australian nationals seeking repatriation from India. Direct flights are banned to keep out a surging wave of COVID-19. Unusually, even Australian citizens were threatened with jail time were they to sneak past. Britain, meanwhile, noticed a worrying uptick of B.1.617.2, a variant of the virus first detected in India. America's jobless claims fell to 498,000 last week, the fewest since March 2020. The number claiming pandemic unemployment assistance, which helps those not eligible for regular jobless benefits, dropped by 20,000 to a bit more than 101,000. The labour market shows signs of rebounding, caused in part by the lifting of lockdown restrictions and reopening of businesses. After a short protest by 60 French fishing boats off Jersey, which caused both Britain and France to dispatch patrol vessels, the European Commission accused Britain of breaching the Brexit trade deal. Under the agreement, French fishermen need new licences to fish the waters around the Channel Islands, a British Crown dependency. The Commission said unforeseen, quote, additional conditions had been attached to the permits. IBM claimed a breakthrough in its microchip technology. It said its new 2-nanometer chip is projected to perform 45% better than current 7-nanometer chips while using 75% less energy. Even so, S&P Global Ratings, a credit ratings agency, downgraded IBM, saying a spate of recent acquisitions and a proposed spin-off of part of its business made Big Blue's timeline for reducing its debt uncertain. At least 25 people were killed in a shootout with police in Rio de Janeiro. Local police said the raid in Jacarezinho was related to drug trafficking. One officer was killed. When running for office, Jair Bolsonaro said that, quote, a good criminal is a dead criminal. As Brazil's president, he has promoted the use of deadly force to deter crime. Lawmakers in Texas began debating a bill to introduce new voting restrictions, like those passed recently in Florida, ostensibly to safeguard elections. The measures proposed include limiting early voting and the use of mail-in ballots. Civil rights groups and many of the state's largest businesses, including American Airlines and Dell, opposed such legislation on the grounds that it would disenfranchise voters, particularly minority ones. And fact of the day. Texas is so gun-friendly that there is a separate, quote, fast track at the state's Capitol building, allowing those with concealed handgun licenses to bypass metal detectors and bring their weapons in.